Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, final hour of the Lake Show. We'll do final pitch pretty much the rest of the week. I'll be back on Wednesday. I'm off tomorrow night. Final pitch tomorrow night, though. Twins back in action on the road against the Baltimore Orioles. But joining me now to talk some basketball, and then we'll transition to some Minnesota Twins, is Charles Holman from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Been a few weeks since I've seen you, Charles. How you been?
Been doing fine, Henry. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, and thanks for joining us here on the John Chooser Call Banker Hotline. I want to start, though, with the WNBA in the upcoming Minnesota Lynx season, because the Lynx surprised me last year with how well they played. I didn't think that they would be a team that would be contending for a title, but lo and behold, they're in the WNBA Finals taking on the New York Liberty, and I actually thought that the refs were working against them last year in the postseason. But when it was all said and done, a great year for the Lynx, a great year specifically for Nafisa Collier and everybody with that organization. What are the expectations heading into this season?
Well, it's funny. You wasn't the only one that was surprised. I think a lot of us were surprised that they played as well as they did and got to the finals and just came within a jump shot and a missed foul from winning it all. Interesting that they have as good a chance to be there again, because they are the only team in the WNBA that brought all five starters back. And when you bring all five starters back, that means you start your training camp without having to deal with building chemistry. You already got chemistry. You don't have to worry. All you have to worry about now is putting in some, filling in some pieces, which they are doing. Jessica Shepherd is back. That helps a lot. Yeah, they lost CeCe, but they can replace her. They have a very good chance. I talked to people last week because, you know, building up for the season. Everybody's high on this team this year, unlike last year when nobody thought about them. Everybody's really high. Now, if they don't live up to those expectations this year, I don't agree with some people are writing this as a revenge tour. I don't think it's a revenge tour. I think they got that in their head. I look at this as what the team did when they went for their fourth championship, where they lost against L.A. They used that as fuel to get back to the finals. And I think because Cheryl was there, now you got Lindsey Whalen, she was there. You got Rebecca Brunson, she was there. They understand that. And so this team is not old enough and not young enough to understand that you can get – don't worry about last year. Yes, do it this year. If they can stay healthy and they get the contribution they need to get, they can be in the finals again. Now, don't put me down as that's my prediction. I just say they could be there because they can play that well and they can play that good. Now, again, something may happen, and that'll derail that. But I think right now they have a very good chance, if any, to be in the finals again.
Well, let me ask you about specific – one thing is just weird to me, and I don't think it's a good thing for the Lynx, but I want to ask it anyway. What the heck is going on with the situation with Dorca? I think it's Juhas. I think that's how you pronounce her last name. She's Hungarian. She's been a really, really good basketball player for the Minnesota Lynx. She is a forward for the Lynx, 6'4". And I think that she's a key contributor. I've watched the Lynx play. I'm a fan of the Lynx. She's not going to be playing for the Lynx this year. She is electing to remain in Europe after playing year-round for the last two years. I don't know if it's just she wants to get some rest. I feel like there's more to the story there, and I believe that there is more to the story. I, essentially, a couple people that I've talked to believe that there's more to it. But if she's not going to play for the Lynx this year, I do think that that is a loss. She adds depth and she adds size.
It is a loss. I think that partly that is right, correct. You know, these players play year-round. She has played year-round for 2 years. And I think sometimes the body, she's got to have, I think she has some rest. There could be some visa issues. We got a knuckle in the White House that's keeping people from coming back and forth. That could be an issue as well. My sources have not told me that that's the problem. But again, that's one of my sources.
I was told that there could be something with the roster too.
That is true.
Yep.
Because again, the roster is there's no flexibility. You can have as minimum as 11, no more than 12. Okay, so therefore, if there's a couple of people they want to keep, if she came back, then that means they can't keep them. Okay, so therefore, that could be an issue then, plus the fact that they don't lose her rights. So therefore, she doesn't play.
Yep.
Could be an issue that, again, remember, the rule is now if you don't get there by the beginning of the training camp, then you can't play. The prioritization rule, I don't know if she applies to that because I don't know how long she's been in the league because that's issue as well. You know, if you're not there by the beginning
she's
of the training
playing,
camp.
She's playing in the final still, so.
Okay, so therefore, so I think a lot of it is that she's still got the commitment to play overseas. She's not going to be here in time. And I think they just say, okay, she's saying she needs to rest. I give it a benefit of doubt that she needs rest. Yes, that's going to be a loss, but I think that the Lynx can overcome that in some respects if bringing Shepherd back. I think if Jessica Shepherd wasn't back, that would be a problem. But she did the thing that Dorka did, okay? And so, therefore, she was out last year. She's back. She's healthy. And that she's going to make up those minutes. I really think if Diamond Miller can be the player they thought she would be, that would make up that difference. That's my opinion. I love Diamond Miller, but I think she dealt with injuries last year, and then
yep.
She just have not adjusted to the pro game yet. If she can adjust, she's got the kind of ability that you bring her in off the bench, she can score in bunches. And you need somebody like that to give Spell some rest when McBride or Court Collar has to go out. I share your concern, Henry. I think but we'll see. You know, again, the season hasn't started yet. We'll see.
I'm not saying that she's the make or break, but I do think that not
right.
having her available with this team this year and being part of the roster, I do
you,
think that
you,
that's
you want her.
Yeah, you,
know,
you want her.
You want her as opposed to not
yep.
have her.
Yep.
Okay, so
yep.
that's the key.
Yep. All right, so they open up on the road on Friday against the Dallas Wings, man. And Paige Beckers, I'm happy for Paige. I've been a fan of Paige's for years. But, man, the WNBA season, it's going to be rocking.
Oh, it's going to be. If people didn't watch the WNBA last year and start to watch it this year, they're going to be even more impressed because you got some teams. You got people left teams and went to other teams. You got some things going on. If you really love the game of basketball, this is going to be a very interesting season. And there's no Olympics this year. There's no taking a break off. There's no, you know, compressing games. And it's going to be really interesting. Really interesting going. You got some new coaches in new places. You got a new team in town with Golden State as the expansion team. It's going to be really interesting, Henry. I'm looking forward to it. You know me, I love women's basketball, so I can't wait. And, you know, then it makes it difficult for me because, you know, some nights the Lynx are playing the same time the Twins, and I got to figure out where I'm going to go to. But I'm looking forward to it. I like I said, I like this team. I like this team. I equate them to that team that won the last championship when they used that whole not winning into a internal fuel and push them together. But again, you had five Hall of Famers on that team. That makes a big difference. I don't know if you have that right now. But Courtney Williams, who played the way she played last year, settled in as a point guard that she wanted to be. Kyle will be an MVP candidate again. McBride will be McBride. You got some pieces there that's going to be very good. Alana Smith, as she comes out playing well as she's playing, This team can make some noise. They can make some big noise. Now, whether they win the title or not, I don't know, but they can make some big noise.
Yeah.
If they stay healthy and play very hard all the way through.
Talking to Charles Holman from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. If I gave you $1,000 and I said make a free bet in Vegas on somebody to win WNBA MVP, who would you place a wager on?
Nepecia.
Hmm.
I think that she would have won it last year if it wasn't that, you know, Stewart had that little edge over her.
So right now, Nafisa Collier is plus 300. She is the third selection. The favorite to win WNBA MVP is Caitlin Clark at plus 200. I am a Caitlin Clark fan, okay, and it's been noted numerous times. I love watching her play. She's exciting. She got great energy. But I don't know why I don't see why she would be the favorite to win the award. I don't get that.
I know
that.
Why, but that's,
yeah, but I'm just yeah. No, I get there's politics and stuff like I totally get that. But like to me, if we're being realistic, she should be third. It should be Asia right. Wilson first, Nafisa second, and then Caitlin Clark.
And I would flip it and say Nafisa first. Asia second,
okay.
And then Clark.
Okay.
I will flip it. I love Asia Wilson. I'm sorry. She is a very good player, but I think that the team is going through a transition now.
It is. They got Jewel and Lloyd, right. and they shipped out right. Kelsey Plum.
Yeah, and I don't. And Jewel Lloyd, you know, she got some issues in some respects.
I like Jewel. She can fill it
I like
up, man.
I like it too, but she ran her mouth a little bit too much last year. And I like Noelle Quinn. I really do. And I think her. Subtly saying Noelle kept her from making some benchmarks. That's a stretch.
Yeah.
And she talked her way out of DeSeto for that issue. But I like Asia Wilson. I always liked her watching when she played in college. So I would say, again, I would go, and I'm not a homer, but I go Collier first, Wilson second, and then Clark third.
All right, so let's turn our attention to the Minnesota Twins. They have won 8 consecutive games, red hot right now. I believe that the way that you have to look at it right now is you got to give a ton of credit to the starting rotation and the bullpen. They have been lights out the last couple of weeks. But, man, Byron Buxton is playing like that $100 million player.
Oh, man. Oh, shoot. And that play he made in the field a couple of weeks ago, oh, that's highlight. That's legendary highlight. No, man. I had a chance to sit down for the first time. And believe it or not, the first time I had a chance to sit down with Byron last week, and my story will come out in the next issue, because I think he's one of the most unassuming superstars that you would meet. You know, and we had a good discussion talking about just who helped him become the player he is, and we talked about, you know, he's very dedicated as a father and a husband. And it was interesting, Rocco gave me some real, real good comments about Byron. Love the interview, and I'm looking forward to putting it together. But yeah, he's playing healthy. If he stays healthy, if Carlos can get off the slide and get going, man, he got a two, you know, and then we hope that Royce can get away from that black cat that he's been walking around, because every time he's been around that cat, he gets hurt. But if they can get those three consistent going, everybody else filling in, oh man, it's going to be a great summer. With the weather too, Sports in Minnesota are going to be great if this is a sign that they have turned it around and they start going, ascending up.
Well,
this would be a great summer.
Well, I said earlier to Lindsay, who you spoke with off the air briefly, who's producing the show tonight, that right now, if I am a fan of great Minnesota weather, if I am a fan of baseball and just getting outdoors in general, right now, I would be buying tickets to Twins games. I would, because you know this. We've been in the press box, and we've been covering this team to kick off the year. They've been slow to go. They're slow out the gate. The place has been a ghost town, but it's not going to be a ghost town now that they're winning. If I was a listener and I was a sports fan, I would be snatching up Twins tickets right now because they're available.
They are. And when that place is full, and we've seen it, when this place is full and the team is really rocking, that's a great place to play baseball. I've talked to writers around the country. They love the scenic atmosphere and just the way that park looks. It's a great place to watch. There's not a bad seat in the house. And like I said, the Minnesota weather, this is the best time of year for me. I can't stand winters, as you know me. But this summertime, I was out today after I did my Zoom calls with the WNBA. I was out there because I just want to be outside. Once I get off the phone with you, I'm gonna go back outside.
Well, hey, let me ask you this in closing. What do you make of Game 4 tonight? Wolves versus Golden State. Who do you think wins and why?
I think the Wolves will win only because I think they finally settled down. I think Randall is settled down. I think the team has settled down. If McDaniels will finally show up and stay showed up, I think he can come back here on an elimination fashion on Wednesday. I think Golden State is missing Curry too badly. And I just think they don't have enough to overcome. Because believe it or not, with him there, they win. He's not there, they don't play as well. So I think they can win. Would they blow him out? No. This is Golden State. I think they can come back here in the position to close it out and be an elimination game. That's my prediction. Of course, if I was a Jimmy the Greek kind of guy, I'd be living somewhere else. I'm not here.
Yeah. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Well, hey, Charles, always a pleasure having you on the show, my man. I'll see you at Target Field probably next week.
Thank you, Kevin. You have a good evening. Have a good day off, and look forward to seeing you on Wednesday.
All right, sounds good. All right, that's Charles Homer from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder joining us here on The Lake Show. We'll take a break. We'll come back. I got a real short thing to get into before we move on to our 8:30 topic right here on The Good Neighbor.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
A different time. Like, they weren't shooting threes like that back then. They didn't have a three-point, line back in 19. And it's different. Like, the game is different.
Mm-hmm.
But it still doesn't take away from how incredible and amazing those guys were.
100%. It's just
insane.
It's the neglected superstar. You can even extend that to Larry Bird. Maybe it's the sum of the parts in Bostonian-led teams rather than the individuals. Maybe we look at that as more of a team accomplishment rather than singling out players.
Well, I just think that with the rich tradition and history of Boston,
mm-hmm.
I think that they have not looked at – so since it was Bird and McHale and all those guys, I don't think the newest stars they have viewed in the same light.
No, they don't.
Like I get KG because KG really is a Timberwolf. Right, yep. Like he went to Boston. Yeah, I know he won a championship at Boston, whatever, but it's different.
And it was only 1 year, so when you have like one shining moment, it's kind of encapsulated, right? It's almost protected because I know that they were serious players in the Eastern Conference and they ran into LeBron, whether that was in Cleveland, whether that was when he was in Miami, but they didn't have that same sustained success that this particular Boston Celtics core had, or
the
those
KG
with Larry
teams
Bird.
Had like a 3 year run,
right?
This is
like five, six, or seven were coming on with this team.
No.
They've been in the finals.
No, they've been in the finals, but like they've been to two finals.
Right. But who would you say was a better young core? This core that's been to a couple finals, or like OKC when they had Harden and Westbrook and Durant?
No, I would say KG and the Paul Pierce team because they won a ring and then they lost the following year when Kobe and those guys, because Kendrick Perkins blew out his knee. He blew out. Tore ACL.
Yep.
So they had multiple finals appearances. KG.
Right. That's where like that they're kind of in their own category on their own, and then I'm comparing those young cores, whether that's the old the original OKC or the young Celtics here or whatever their core was during the 80s and all that. It's just they're not given the same amount of credit for the elongated success, and I wonder why, and maybe that's just because they are the Boston Celtics and there's just a different bar that they have to meet in order to be not just the main conversation starter in their franchise, but in their community in professional sports.
Yeah. 651-461-9226. I saw a story on Fox 9, and there's a problem in St. Paul that we must discuss and a question I have to ask. We do that next year on The Good Neighbor.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so I saw a story that Fox 9 did a couple days ago. You can find it on their Twitter feed and also on their station account. And it was about something that's happening in St. Paul more often, and it's people stealing Amazon packages off of people's porches. How harsh a penalty should we have for those people that are doing this? 651-461-9226. Because it sickened me to see the videos, because nowadays everybody's got the door thing where it's like, you know, the camera. Mm-hmm. You got the camera, right? So when these people walk up and they steal your stuff, they're getting captured on video, okay? Now, does the video always help catch the person, the assailant, the person that's doing the robbery, whatever? Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, right? Because people are slick with the stuff that they do. But if you indeed are a, what they call them, a porch pirate,
mm-hmm.
if that's what you're doing, those absolutely need to be felonies. And they should be, I think they should be federal felonies.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm dead serious when I say this.
Because it has to do with the mail?
It is. Well, that's the actual, and now, let me look it up here again. But it is federal mail that you're stealing.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, like, it's an Amazon package, but you're still stealing mail.
Still mail.
Like you shouldn't
be, like, destroying somebody's mailbox. I remember some people put, like, a firecracker in the mailbox back in the day. That was not good.
I think that we have to sometimes to get where we want to go with deterring people, you got to give out harsh penalties.
So you're going Hammurabi route, right? You're going hand for hand?
I think we got to have harsher penalties.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think the poetic justice route that you could go is that they would have to go on a few runs with the drivers and help do that job. I feel like that would be part of it, part of the service, community service. Because I know that those people that deliver packages are working their asses off.
Wait. The person that steals, they should do what?
They should be basically a deckhand for the Amazon drivers.
That does nothing for me. That does nothing for me. What kind of a punishment is that?
It's a tough job. That's a tough job. To say you got to do like two or three straight shifts. You tell me where you're aiming. Because like I said, if you're going Hammurabi, you're going hand for hand. I'm guessing you're a little bit lower than that. But if you're saying federal crime, you're saying time then, right?
If they got to do time, they got to do time.
Alcatraz?
I'm not saying that they got to do like a year or so many. But my point is that we have to do something to deter. To me, it's such a terrible thing in society where a person literally will walk up to a random person's home and steal their mail. Like, that's unacceptable. Like, it's the only thing worse than that is the U.S., the United States Postal people. Remember they had the several people a couple years ago that weren't delivering the people's mail? That they just put them in random bags somewhere and just kept it? Like, that's the only thing that's worse. These people will literally go up. I saw a video of a guy, and this was on Instagram a couple days ago, and it was from, like, the wintertime. This guy goes up to the house, and he's getting ready to take the package off, and the homeowner opens up the door with the video, like with the camera phone, and starts. And the guy runs, hops in his car, and then he tries to back out and spin out and gets caught up in the snow, and he couldn't get away. And he says, "Oh yeah, you're stuck now. Cops are coming. Cops are coming," which I loved. And the cops did. They showed up and they yanked the guy out because, of course, you're not going to help him get unstuck because his wheels were just spinning and spinning and spinning. This is unacceptable. And I know that people will say, well, hold on. Like, you can't, you know, what do you want to do? Put him in jail and throw away the key? That's not what I'm saying. But I think that if you ramp up some of the things with regards to what some of the penalties will be, it will deter people. That's just my belief. I could be wrong. People out there listening could be like, no, Blake, sorry, don't agree with you. It's not going to stop anything.
You know what? You're giving a free idea to the Bezos right now. Because you want to talk about another arm for the company.
What do you mean?
Penitentiary.
I'm not having him.
Send him to Amazon jail.
No, I'm not having him, like, have some sort of ICE team. If
that sounds like what you want. No. I know at least Bezos is going to see this as a business opportunity because this is something that is only plaguing him.
It has nothing to do with Bezos. Mm. It's not even.
It doesn't have anything to do with Bezos, but Bezos would see this as an opportunity because he's the one with businesses most affected, even though the money's already exchanged.
No, not really.
Money's already his.
It has. Mm. It's not just the Amazon thing. It could be you're buying anything from anything type of thing. Like if you could buy something from Lulu in Amazon.
I know, but it's still going to go in an Amazon locker. Or it's going to be on an Amazon truck.
No, it's not. If I buy something online from Lulu, it's come from Lulu. It's not coming from Amazon.
If you're in an apartment complex, they usually go in an Amazon hub locker. I'm just saying there's a lot of, whether or not you buy a package on Amazon, the chances that it still goes through their business is probably pretty high. And so all I'm saying is that if there's porch piracy, why doesn't the Bezos simply do penitentiary?
Bezos doesn't own FedEx.
I know, but his business is the one that is trying to take over the FedEx. Is trying to take over everything.
But as it stands right now, that's not the case.
Yeah, we'll give it a couple months.
But I just think it's unacceptable. It when I see these videos, man, it really does tick me off. You think you've got some damn nerve to go on somebody's property and take their stuff? How dare you? How dare you? And listen. I am not saying that if you go to somebody's porch and you attempt to take their package, that somebody should come out and shoot you. But I'm surprised. I'm surprised that hasn't happened a bunch yet. I did see a video once of a guy. There were these two younger guys. They showed up to this house and they were doing, you know, one guy is the driver.
Sure.
The other guy is. And the homeowner comes out with a shotgun. And do you know the driver drove off without his friend?
Oh, I bet they did.
And he said, yeah, y'all picked the wrong house today. Now, the guy didn't shoot him, but he said, put my stuff down. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. I'm surprised we haven't had
more of that.
Yes, I'm dead serious.
Well, considering that's the escalation point for some kids going in your driveway in this country.
We live in a crazy world. I'm surprised that if you're that angry to bring out a weapon, I'm surprised that nothing seriously bad has happened. And I'm not saying I've seen every news story, because I'm sure it's probably happened in America because we love our guns. But you get my point. I just think it's unacceptable.
I think it's very disturbing. My lack of imagination on how to punish people without going into, like, let's jail them.
Yeah, but they recently just, it says.
But that's scary that there's not a lot of nuance for crimes and having that. We just go straight up corporal. Because you're right, something needs to change.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you do it without having somebody walk out with their shotgun like that.
St. Paul, man.
In the clink.
What y'all doing, St. Paul? Y'all tripping, bro.
Mm.
Y'all tripping. St. Paul police said there's been a total of 10 package thefts reported in the city throughout April.
That doesn't seem like that big of a number.
10 in a month?
Just think of how many people get packages delivered in a month, Henry.
10 in a month? That's not good.
Mm.
in a month.
We should have more oversight.
I get that we live in a big metropolis and all that. I totally get that. But to think that there are people that are that would be willing to do this, that's that we know of.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's that we know of. That I just think it's unacceptable. Maybe I'm making it a bigger deal than what it is. I could be wrong. 651-461-9226. Final segment. Lake Show next. All right, final couple of minutes here on the Lake Show. Lindsay, it's been fun hanging out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, real quickly, I have tomorrow night off, but I'm back on Wednesday for final pitch. The Timberwolves should be tipping off in the next 15 minutes. Right now, though, now it'd probably be later than that because, I guess 15, because we've got 6.5 minutes remaining. And the Knicks lead the Celtics 102-99.
Big comeback.
They're not going to tip off the Wolves game before this game is over. Because they want everybody that's locked into this game. They want to continue watching this
game. So maybe Wolves by 10 p.m. 10 after. So you're thinking that these 6 minutes are going to go real quick. I don't know about that. On the spin cycle, Jason Tatum from beneath the rim.
And one.
He's not good at things. I don't like him.
I like Jason Tatum. I want to see him again because his grandfather was the international leader of my fraternity.
He
was
really?
Cap Alpha Psi fraternity. So it's when they're called a pole mark, that's basically they're like the president of the fraternity all over the world.
Okay.
Yep. And I met him here in the cities 4 years ago. And because we had a function supporting heart health at the Marriott in downtown Minneapolis. And our local chapter president introduced me to him and says, hey, you may know Paul Mark Shelton's grandson. He plays in the NBA. And I was like, and I didn't know right offhand. He's like, for the Boston Celtics, he's one of the name. And I was like, I was thinking about who the best player was. I was like, Jason Tatum? It's like, yep.
Casual.
So laid back.
Grandpa?
All of them are.
Yeah.
They're all from St. Louis. St. Louis, Missouri.
Hmm.
St. Louis, Missouri. Wolves win. I think they win tonight. What do you think?
You're feeling it? They brought that snaggle last round. Why not? Steal the candy in LA's arena. I like it too.
And then get it done here on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to wrap up the show. I'll talk to you guys on Wednesday after Twins baseball on Final Pitch right here on The Good Neighbor.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase 1 of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.